Stacey and Jay Spoo.
So joining us right now is a lady that we all love to have a chat with. Her name is Nozubele Kamgane Mayaba. Welcome to the show. How are you doing, ma'am?
Hey, hi guys. Thank you so much for having me. I'm good.
Yeah. We love to have you live on the radio on East Coast Radio, Stacey and Jay Spoo. Now, we've got many questions to ask you, but we're going to start with the ones that we've been really thinking about, right? So for someone who might be hearing your name for the first time, I love this one. How would you introduce yourself in like one sentence?
Oh my goodness. A mom, a wife, podcaster, TV host, and a writer, and an all-round awesome person.
She said what she said.
That's
on period.
Oh. Slay. Now, Nozzy, you just described yourself, obviously, and you wear all these hats, right? So logic would then dictate that if you are a woman who is doing 10 million things simultaneously, as most women are, and knocking them out the park, as most women do, that you have this deep desire to connect with as many people as possible. Where does that passion come from?
Man, when I think about how I grew up and some of the experiences that I've gone through throughout my whole life, one thing that is common is that I always needed people around me. I needed people that will support me. I needed a network of people that were going to be there. You know, I was diagnosed with HIV back in 2013, and that was the hardest thing I've ever had to go through. And I've given birth. I had a son, right? But looking back at that experience, whenever someone asked me, you know, what would you say to someone that's going through the same thing? I was like, I just needed people that are going to tell me I'm going to be okay. So that's the deep need of always reaching out, always, you know, giving a hug where I can, always saying, you know, something kind to someone, you know, extending a hand where I can. I just need to extend that same kindness. A lot of people extended to me whenever I was going through something.
Basically, Noz, you have effectively become a literal manifestation of paying it forward. You are doing unto others as you wish for them to do unto you. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Living a life of purpose. We are certainly here for it. Now, you've been really open about living with HIV, and you have built platforms around it. What gave you like the courage to start sharing your story so publicly and so openly?
Okay, firstly, let me be very honest. When I came out with my story back in October of 2019, it was not to say, oh, I want to inspire a lot of people and all that. I'll be very honest, it was more of a selfish reason at first.
Yeah.
So I was diagnosed in 2013, but I only came out with my story in 2019. So my family was not aware of what was going on for about 6 years because I was afraid of the stigma that is still attached to HIV, even in 2025. And at the time, then it was only my then partner and I that knew of what was happening, right? And I felt the more I kept quiet, the more he had power over the story, that at any given time he can turn it however way he wants, right? So I was like, no. He had already taken so much from me. This is the one thing that I definitely want to take back. I want to take back my power. I want to take back my voice. So I'm going to tell my story my own way, you know? So that was the selfish part. It was all about me. But then another side to it, as I told my story and looked at how many people were touched, how many people were coming out, how many people had questions, how many people were asking me to share different aspects of my story, I then realized, oh my goodness, I didn't realize how many people were suffering in silence because of they were afraid. And then I was like, if my story can reach out to 10 people, that would be enough. But that's the thing about technology. That's the thing about, you know, living in 2025, is that you can use so many different platforms to reach people across the borders. And that's how the story grew, and that's how my voice literally transcended beyond South African borders to literally places that I've never even been to, Brazil, Asia, and different. Literally on my YouTube channel, they were like, hello, we're here from Ghana, we're here from Kenya, we're here from Brazil. And then I was like, hang on, I have something here. Let me continue sharing my story with the hope that someone may be inspired to also live overall positivity and living positively.
So I mean, Noz, you've now said that you went from having this life-altering thing happen to you, the hardest thing that you've ever been through, to keeping it a secret from your family, to being almost beholden to your partner at the time. He had all this power. You decide selfishly, I'm going to share my story. Unbeknownst to you, you're like, maybe 10 people are going to be like, yes. You are now internationally known. And now we have this podcast called Don't Hold Back. In your own words, what makes your podcast different from the hundreds of thousands of podcasts that are readily available?
I think it's speaks to the heart, and it also doesn't dilute my voice and my audience's stories. You know, that has been very important to me. I remember when DW, Deutsche Welle, approached me, and they are German broadcasters, right? That, you know what, we want a voice that's coming from young people. We want to tell stories that ordinarily are shied away from. People don't want to talk about these stories, black tags, relationships that we have with our parents. As a mom, you know, there's another side where I'm like, what in the world am I doing? But society doesn't want to talk about those because it's frowned upon. So we want someone that's going to be bold enough to bring these stories on the platform. And I was like, I am the right person to do that because that's who I've been for the last couple of years. So I think what makes it different is that we tell it like it is.
Yeah.
And as the name of the podcast says, don't hold back, say it loud. We literally say it loud, you know? And I think that's what our audience also appreciates about it. There's nothing off limits. Let's talk about it. Let's find a way forward.
Like that, shut up, yeah.
Man. That's really, really powerful. And it's quite obvious that you have a wealth of knowledge, right? You've lived the life that has granted you access to information, and now you're sharing with the people, and through this podcast, you're changing lives. Like, as someone who's listening to this podcast from KZN, what do you want them to walk away with every time after each episode?
That I am heard.
Oh.
I'm going to repeat that. I want them to know that they are heard, they are seen. Right? Because we live a life where we are not seen, we are not heard,
yeah.
Whether it is in our households, whether it is at work, whether it's in society generally, we find that we just exist, right? I mean, if I had to look back at my own life where I grew up in a very conservative home, in a conservative family, where I needed to project my voice so loud so that people can just take me seriously, people can just see me, people can just acknowledge me. And that's why these stories are so dear to my heart and so close to my heart, because these are people's stories that I have to carry forward, that I have to tell. So as a takeaway, after listening to this podcast, I'm hoping people were like, you know what? She just spoke what is in my heart and I was not able to articulate well.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
Yeah, and maybe in so doing, even having a, well, to have a platform of this magnitude, right? And people going, wow, if this girl can talk about this to millions of people, maybe I can be brave and have that conversation, maybe just with yourself to start, because so many of us are running away from our own things. We don't want to have to cop to it, right?
Absolutely.
Now,
Absolutely.
You obviously have spoken to incredible people. There's so many stories. All of them obviously are important, and we're not trying to make you choose favorites. I know you only have one child, so that you wouldn't have to ever have to answer this question. Is there a guest, or is there something that a guest has said that has stuck with you, like that has almost changed Unozi, like deep down inside, that you actually came out of it going, I learned something there? That's pretty good.
There's so much. I'm going to choose two, if that's okay. So the first one.
Very fair.
So the first one, it was in this season, we hosted NGO expert and development activist. Her name is Sibulele Nomganga. So we're all talking about motherhood, modern day motherhood. She had her twin boys through IVF after trying for many years. So anyway, the one thing that we were speaking about that I still hold on dear is, it was obviously her first kids, you know, and she said to me, you know what, Nonzi, I didn't realize that there were parts of my childhood that I was still healing from until I was a parent. And that hit deep, because it's similar to my own journey, that there's something about me being a mom to my son that really triggered my own childhood and made me want to understand, what kind of mother do I want to be? And she said to me, but also at the same time, we need to be kind to ourselves, because there's no manual. We were not given a manual. We work with what we have. So as long as you are conscious and as long as you continue to want to be better for your children, that's enough. So that was an aha moment for me, and I love that. Then the other one, so I am turning 35 in November, and I'm feeling some kind of way, okay? Because as soon as you turn like a certain age, you stop thinking about, hey, okay, so what have I done? What have I achieved? Is that enough? What more do I still need to do, right? And that's where I'm at the moment. I'm closer to 40 than I am at 30, and that makes me feel some kind of way. So I hosted Alana Africa, right? And we're just talking about all the different stages that she's been. She is now a woman in her 40s, and the one thing that still stuck with me is, Nozi, you are as strong as your network. If you're feeling some kind of pressure because you're turning a certain age, look around what is around you and what is making you feel that pressure. What are you exposed to? What are you exposing yourself to? So that really lessened the pressure of having to think about, oh my goodness, what is next? What's the next big thing? I'm just living for today. Okay. So yeah, I think on top of my mind, those are the two guests that really stood out for me, particularly from the season as well.
Yeah. I love that, man. You are telling your story, changing people's lives. But as you're telling the story under this podcast, you're also learning a lot and uncovering a lot about yourself, which is really, really beautiful. It's almost like a 360 moment right there. Now, as you said in the beginning, you are, you know, a mother, you are a podcaster, and you are an author. And you talk a lot about vulnerability and like honesty. What's that one lesson that you've learned about people when they finally say, I'm not going to hold back, like don't hold back?
Oh, it's liberating. We are all to some degree wearing masks. You know, we arrive at work wearing a mask because we have to act a certain way. We show up in different spaces in different versions of ourselves. So I think that's the one thing where as soon as people get the platform or given the liberty to be themselves, to talk the way they want to talk, to express themselves however way they want to express themselves, you see it literally from their faces, the way their eyes lit up, because you can see it, that this person has been liberated. They've been given the permission to be, right? So that's the one thing continuously I watch with my guests. This week, we are hosting a fitness guy. He purposely gained about 30 kilos to then lose it all over again over the next couple of months. I said to him, it will take me 2 years to lose all that weight. Okay? But it was just the passion behind what he does as a fitness trainer that really inspired me in my own journey, that Nozi, we continue to evolve in your purpose, because that is what will drive you continuously in the different projects or the different fields that you're in.
Amazing. Now, Manoz, we're going to change gears because this is on our shore. So it's a drive shore. And in the spirit of that and general tomfoolery, we have to ask, if your podcast was a song and it was playing on East Coast Radio or Jacaranda FM, because obviously I assume that this will also be playing out on Robin Roz, right? Stacey and Jace will featuring on Robin Roz.
Imagine.
What would that song be and why?
I feel like this transcends all races, all age groups. Brenda Fassi,
open the doors, open the ways.
Transcends all races, all age groups. We are all there in the dance floor. We are opening the path. We are opening the road.
And we're not holding back. We're not holding back.
We're not holding back.
Now, Nozi, when you're not changing the world, like, where would one find you? Like, what are you doing? Like, are you binge watching? Are you cooking? Are you traveling? Are you busy taking care of your child? Or are you traveling the world? What is Nozi doing in, like, her personal time?
I have created my hideaway and my safe space at home. Mm. I give myself out there to everyone on platforms, on speaking engagements, on travels, on conferences. I give myself the one place where I do not want to see anyone. It's my house.
Mm. Preach.
It's my home. So I'm
preach.
I'm like, oh, Nozi, can we visit you? You can't visit. This is literally the place where I need moments to be myself at home under the blankets and binge watching for the 100 millionth time The Rookie.
Really? So, like, it was like not for nothing. The other day I started watching The Rookie because I thought maybe this would be quite cute. And it is the most wholesome thing. In fact, actually, so many parallels between you and Nathan. The whole idea of starting again, designing your life.
Right?
Love that for you. I mean, same's, babe, same's. We'll swatch, we can swap some Netflix notes later. I just wanted to ask you to round it up because it's important. Like, obviously, you've touched on age. And when you and I did that gig a couple of months ago, that was really kind of like the cornerstone of your conversation, right? Because it's something that's so relevant. Doesn't matter how old you are, you always feel like, am I doing enough? Ooh, I've got too much to do. Ooh, will I ever achieve these things? So let's take a moment to pause and assume that you are fine at 35, right? You are post Ilana Africa Breeding Cup. You have accepted. You are here. We are grateful to have you here. Now tell me what 20-year-old Nozi thinks about 35-year-old Nozi now.
Oh, I'm so proud of you, girl. You did it. You are exactly where you're meant to be. Look at how life tried to throw a curveball and you literally went around that and continued on your journey. Mm. You are doing well.
Mm-hmm.
that's literally what she's basically saying. 20-year-old Nazi, you are killing it, girl.
Showcase, you are killing it, girl. And we are here for it, man. Anastasia and Jasmine, East Coast Radio. Thank you so much for your time, Nazi.
Before you go, please can I give a special, special shout out to East Coast Radio. I cannot thank you enough for all your support. We are in the third season right now. And the only reason that we're in the third season is because of you guys and how you continue to push our podcast and to get out there, to get to the different networks. We see you. We see the messages coming through from the different regions. Honestly, I would not be doing any justice to this interview, to this talk, to this conversation, if I didn't really put out a special thank you and a shout out to you guys for your continuous support. Let's do a fourth, fifth, sixth season.
Of course.
I can't wait. But honestly, thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
You're amazing.
Thank you, man. Noz, look after yourself, okay?
Okay, man.
Thanks so much, Stace.
Thank you, my babe.
Bye.
Stacey and Chase Boo.
I'll be by your side.
Weekdays 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.